My name is Inga Saffron, and I'm the architecture critic at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Inga reported on a new deal struck by a North Philly neighborhood association with a developer looking to build in that neighborhood.
So there was this massive warehouse. It had belonged to the Strawbridge Enclosure department store that had been sitting empty for years and years. And the Post Brothers bought it with the intent of turning it into apartments.
Post Brothers is one of the top residential developers in Philadelphia. They've built high-rise apartments all across the city. Often, when a developer like Post Brothers comes in to build in a neighborhood, the community usually asks for money for things like the school library or the rec center. But in this case,
they worked out a deal where 10% of the workers from the neighborhood and that half the workforce would be people of color from around the city.
And this was not the typical deal or a typical builder. This was a developer that has clashed with the trade unions.
Post Brothers have a long history with the trade unions in Philadelphia, and the rifts between the Post Brothers and the trade unions has never been repaired.
Is this agreement finally a way for more people of color to break into the construction trades after years of being underrepresented? And does it matter if these new workers are part of a union in a union town like Philadelphia? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Wash. So why did New Generation, the Neighborhood Association, strike a deal like this rather than asking for a library?
New Generation works a lot with Bruce Crawley.
My name is Bruce Crawley, and I was born and raised in the Richard Island Public Housing Project in North Central Philadelphia. I'm in this story because I'm also chairman of the Richard Island New Generation.
He goes way back. He worked for John Street when he was mayor, and he's been a longtime activist. And one of his causes is getting more minority employment in the construction trade. And he's been looking for an opportunity to apply this kind of thinking to private development.
We didn't want to look over the fence anymore and see people from out of town and people from out of our neighborhood doing the work. People didn't look like us at all. So we said we want a piece of the workforce as a percentage of employees. And then we wanted to have a citywide commitment to diversity.
So part of the process was that Post Brothers had to go before the zoning board. How did that go?
So when they went to the zoning board, they were turned down, to everyone's surprise. Well, maybe not to everyone's surprise, because Post Brothers have a long history with the trade unions in Philadelphia, and the rifts between the Post Brothers and the trade unions has never been repaired. Two of the five members are trade union executives, and two others are deeply embedded in neighborhood politics. And the vote was 4-1 against. They were sticking it to the Post Brothers because they knew by turning it down, they would force them to go to appeal.
Yeah.
And of course, the courts did overturn it.
So a lot of people in that neighborhood, which is predominantly African-American, they don't have a lot of construction experience. So how did Post Brothers go about recruiting people?
They had to find people who were interested in having this community organization. They flyered the neighborhood. They held community meetings, information meetings, where the Post Brothers explained what they wanted to do.
My name is Mike Pestronk, and I'm the CEO of Post Brothers. We thought it could be a win for us because, frankly, you know, the construction economy has been booming, and we saw all of our subcontractors have been having problems staffing, frankly, and it just seemed like an easy win-win if we could figure out how to implement it.
So the Post Brothers partnered with a training program in Philadelphia, and then once they graduated from the program, and 23 out of the 25 did graduate, the Post Brothers placed them with contractors who worked on their jobs.
When we were hiring subcontractors for the project, you know, we made it a requirement of them. We said, you know, you're going to have to hire, you know, a certain fairly large percent of neighborhood residents. And, you know, they were on board with it. If they wanted the job, that's what they had to do. The last part of that is that, you know, the subcontractors were not just hiring them for this project. They're hiring them as, employees with benefits, and they're providing them apprentice training through, certified apprentice programs.
My name is Summer Wood. I'm 29 years old, and I work as an electrical apprentice for Post Brothers.
There was a woman, Summer Wood, who really fell in love with electrical work.
We did some things in electrical, and I noticed that that was the one that I saw was more mental than physical. I love a mental stimulation, so for me, that's why I chose the electrical.
And she scored very high on the exam.
I actually completed the class with a 92%.
And she was hired by a suburban electrical contractor working for the Post Brothers, and she became an apprentice, earning $15 an hour.
Being a Black female in this field, I'm seeing, the opportunities. If I continue to learn and get great at this, to be able to even give back and teach and help other women and girls like me, I think that'll be a cool experience.
So the neighborhood folks taking on these jobs, they wouldn't be union members, right?
This neighborhood, which is primarily African American, didn't have many people who worked for the unions. The average household income is only $24,000. So, it was known up front that most of the people of color who would be part of the pool would not be members of the union.
When we come back...
Our people in our neighborhood don't really care whether they're working as a union person or a non-union person. They simply want to work.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Philadelphia Inquirer architecture critic Inga Saffron about the ways in which people of color are getting into the construction trades. Well, I got to ask you, Inga, how have the unions responded to this? The Post Brothers are helping the neighborhood for sure, but they're not hiring union labor.
Of course, I tried to reach out to various trade union councils, and I wasn't very successful in getting anyone to call me back. There's been a lot of bad blood between the Philadelphia trade unions and the Post Brothers since 2012, which was the year that the Post Brothers decided to renovate another former industrial building called Goldtex in Old City. Most big projects in Philadelphia use all union labor, and they made the decision in 2012 to have what they call a mix shop, which is some union employees and some non-union employees.
On that project, we had hired more than half of union contractors to start.
This was like setting off a bomb. The trade unions declared all-out war on them. They surrounded the building. They had protests every day. It went on for 6 months. There were, fist fights. And there were people arrested.
It was bad because, like I said, the leadership of the trades maybe is a little different than the contractors themselves.
The Post Brothers, they're... reason, they say, for hiring a mixed shop is because they felt that the project wouldn't be economical if they hired 100% union at the rates that the unions were charging and also with the work rules that the unions imposed.
We did hire, frankly, a lot of union contractors for that job back in 2012, and there were a few trades that didn't get the job because, to be frank, their contractors that we had relationships weren't competitive with the open shop contractors.
Since then, they've done quite a few projects with mixed shops. So, in a sense, they were victorious.
So, why don't people like Summer just join the union?
I think the answer is very, very complicated. In Philadelphia, which is, very much a union town, these trade unions evolved out of neighborhoods. I mean, there are ethnically based trade unions, like the bricklayers are heavily Italian. And, the way they would get new members in the old days, you know, Cousin Vinny, you know,
right,
come join the bricklayers. And so, you know, you had to know somebody, you had to be related to somebody. You know, Summer Woods lives in a neighborhood, in an African-American neighborhood of North Philly. There was no Cousin Vinny who was going to say to her, yeah, come join this union.
Yeah.
You know, historically in Philadelphia, the only union that has had a large percentage of people of color has been the laborers' union. And the laborers' union is the least skilled and the lowest paid. People could criticize Bruce Crowley and say, you know, look, these people don't have the protections of the unions. They don't have the guaranteed wage rates of the unions. But he would argue, and I think you can ask him, that people of color and women weren't getting anything.
The people who are in the union are getting those wages and getting those benefits, and we applaud them. We just wonder why we're not in it, too. Our people in our neighborhood don't really care whether they're working as a union person or a non-union person. They simply want to work.
Could these agreements like these that the West Poplar neighborhood made with Post Brothers, could they be kind of like the key in prying open the doors to the trades for people of color?
I think it's a really big step.
What we've got to do is figure out a way to up those numbers, increase the number, expand. One, the availability of open doors and the interest on the part of the people in the community to even take the job. There are young people who won't touch a construction job with a 10-foot pole. They heard stories about racial insensitivity. They just don't want it. But now we can explain to them that this is a way that you can, you know, gradually move up, and people are excited about that.
Inga, why do you think that this was an important story to pay attention to?
Oh, it's important for so many reasons. Of course, everyone knows we have the highest poverty rate of any big city in America.
Yeah.
For people without college degrees, the best paying jobs available in Philadelphia now are in construction, and we are in a boom. And, you know, if you're living in a place where there's construction all around you and you can't benefit from those jobs, you know, that's just so wrong and so terrible. So that's the thinking behind this deal between Richard Allen New Generation and the Post Brothers, is that local people in a changing neighborhood should receive some of the benefits of the change.
And they need the workers for all the construction that's going on here now.
People who do construction are getting older. They're aging out.
For every one person who comes into the skilled trades, five people retire. How long can you keep that up? And so the challenge is to find new sources of workforce participants. And if the old ways haven't been good ways to identify those people, we're going to recommend new ways. Not to be antagonistic, it's to grow the ability of people who live in the city of Philadelphia to do work.
So, you know, we're at a point in time where it doesn't even make sense to limit skilled tradespeople because there's a huge need for them.
Well, Inga, thank you so much for coming in to talk about
this. Thank you, Annette.
It's always good to see you.
Yes, my pleasure.
That was Philadelphia Inquirer architecture critic Inga Saffron. We also tried to reach representatives of the trade unions, and we didn't hear back. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Kelly Brennan. We had editing help on this episode from Eugene Son. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.